This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And what are we going to talk about today, friend?
Well, believe it or not, this is actually a really special occasion.
It is. Do tell.
This is our one-year show anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I know. Happy anniversary.
I could not be more excited.
What are we going to do tonight?
We're going to have to do something special.
We'll have to.
We'll have to include our significant others because otherwise tongues will wag. Like, I couldn't be more excited.
I know. Isn't this exciting?
Yes,
we've been doing
is.
This for an entire year.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, you too.
Yes. And how has it been? What have you learned in the last year?
Boy, I have learned a lot. There's a limit to how much I can talk before my mouth gets dry. So it's good to be well lubricated. But it has just been so fun to talk to folks who listen to the show and hear their perspectives and really hear from them what it was that we talked about that's, you know, piqued their interest and
isn't that
put it on their bucket list.
When you talk about something, you don't have quite as much enthusiasm for it. And you're right. Some people...
Yeah.
Glob onto something right away. And
absolutely.
And that's exciting.
It was sort of a passing comment. And they're like, oh my gosh, that is so neat. What great insight. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, it was all Mo. Hey,
no, it was not. Oh, Ted, well, it's been a great
year. It has.
It's been a great year.
Yeah,
so congratulations. I love it. This is so fun. Well, you never run out of things to talk about. And I know that even though we're in the midst of winter, we're looking ahead, aren't we, to the nicer weather?
We are. And it's kind of getting to the very end of the spring break booking season. So now a lot of people are starting to think about their summer or their fall vacations. And so I'm talking to a lot of people about trips coming up in the nice time of the year here, when you kind of almost feel guilty about leaving. A lot of neat places to go.
Well, I bet there are. And I think that, that's the time maybe when people have more opportunities to get together if kids are out of school.
Yep.
So what are you seeing? What are some of the things that people are talking about?
Well, it's interesting. So the perennially popular destination, say that fast.
Perennially, I can't actually. Perennially, I can't.
Perennially popular. They are definitely having really, really good years this year, and in particular, Alaska. I think it's going to be another bumper year for Alaska for cruises and cruise tours.
You just can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with Alaska, and it's a place you don't want to go in the winter. Great, great summer destination. But I've seen two things that are a little different about Alaska this year than I had maybe seen before. And the first one is people are going back for a second time. And, for a lot of us, we go somewhere far away, we've seen it,
and we check
it off our list. And I'm seeing people who say, really liked Alaska, or we went 10 years ago with our kids, and now we want to go back as the kids are, off living their lives, and we just kind of want to go back as a couple. And that pull of Alaska, that beauty, I think is drawing people back for a second time.
That's great.
And it's interesting because, the cruise lines and the tour operators, I think they're seeing that as well. And so we're seeing a lot of interesting new itineraries in a place where I kind of thought that everything was explored and mapped out.
Well, this is great.
Yeah, so we're seeing new itineraries, longer cruises, people combining a trip to Alaska with something else, like a trip through the Rocky Mountains on the Rocky Mountaineer tour train. And then the one that I think is really interesting is there are now cruises that go from Alaska all the way up across the top of North America through the Northwest Passage to Iceland. And the ice up there is navigable over a very, very small portion of the year. And some of the expedition cruise ships that are new are doing those trips. And people are absolutely loving them. And so I've put that very high on my personal bucket list.
Do you stay then in Iceland and fly home from there?
You fly home from Iceland or Greenland.
Okay.
Or some actually even bop their way down to like New York or to Montreal. So perennially popular destination. People are going back, but they're doing it in a really different way.
It sure sounds like it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's neat to see that we're coming up with different ways to do the same
I agree.
Place. And so...
What are some of the things that they've added for an excursion to Alaska?
So one of the things is that the cruises are getting longer,
mm-hmm.
and you have more opportunity to visit different glaciers. And so there are kind of two big glaciers that are kind of on the mainstream 7-day cruise, mm-hmm. but there are probably a total of about 10 different glaciers that cruise ships can actually visit. And so some of the longer cruises have the opportunity to do that. And just because they aren't on the top two cruise routes doesn't mean they're any less interesting. They're just a little harder to get to. And so because they have more time, the cruises can go there. And that's neat because every glacial experience is totally different. And, you know, I could go look at glaciers for a week and not get bored. It's just incredible. So kind of taking the same trip and tweaking it mm-hmm. by 20% gives you a whole different experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, new ships and things like that make it an interesting time, too.
So what is it about glaciers that really speak to you?
The beauty and the kind of the serenity that accompanies being there. I mean, imagine being on a ship with 700 or 1,000 people and you could hear a pin drop because everybody is concentrating on the glacier. They're looking for the glacier to calve. They're looking to hear that. They're looking for the sea otter to pop out of the water. It's cool. It's really one of those experiences that you have to have at least once in your life. So Alaska, perennially popular destination. People are definitely going back again for a second time, which I think is kind of neat.
So that is some place that you mentioned you don't go to in the winter. When do cruises start to?
Start in May and they end in September.
Okay.
Yep. So sometimes they'll start in late April. And if you really are interested in wildlife, that's a great time to go because all the animals are mm-hmm. having their babies. Mm-hmm. So they're a little more active then. So, you know, late April through mid-September.
Wow. How
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
So that's something that you can help us put together even for this coming summer?
Even for this coming year. Yep, definitely. We're still working with some folks on it. I mean, the space is getting a little sparse, but 2024 is available for purchase, and even 2025 is starting to come out now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you have mentioned in the past that Alaska, because it's on so many people's bucket list, it really is a great place for, let's say, an intergenerational family reunion.
I think it's the absolute best place for a multi-generational mm-hmm. family trip. I think it's absolutely the best place. Hawaii might be a close second,
yep.
but it's a great first choice.
So many different things to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You say you'd like a cruise to Alaska, but that's like only step one, right?
That's only step one. Yep, there is kind of the land component to it, the excursions. It becomes a complicated operation, and there are so many choices out there that, you know, getting the right one for you is an important piece of what I do.
And that's something that you really flesh out when you talk to people, right?
Absolutely. Yep,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Alaska is definitely the place for summer. Europe, very popular this summer as well. And it's not just, in this case, it's not just kind of the perennially popular places. I mean, Italy, very popular. Ireland, very popular. I've had a lot of interest in Scandinavia. That's a destination that you'd kind of think that Minnesotans and Wisconsinites would be all about, but
yes.
not as popular as Italy, Spain, France, that. So I'm seeing a lot of interest in Scandinavia as well. Iceland really as a destination has kind of taken off. It's at a stage where it's a place where if you went this year versus 10 years from now, I think the experience this year would be a lot better. I think it's
becoming more commercial.
It's becoming more commercialized. And just by virtue of all the interest in it, things are getting bigger. Hotels are getting bigger. You know, the cruise ships that go there are getting bigger. And so this is a good time to go before it really gets on the radar screen. And there are a lot of neat cruises this year that start or end in Iceland. You know, I mentioned the ones that make their way all the way through the
Northwest Passage. Can't even imagine how cool that would be.
But a lot of them head over to Norway, the coast of Norway.
Okay.
Or they head over to Great Britain. And they go through Scotland and some of the real Northern Islands and Scotland, the Shetlands and the Orkneys that are totally off the beaten path. So that's another place that's, those cruises have become popular this summer. And there's just a lot of new routes out there. New ports have opened back up. So Scandinavia, Iceland, another destination that people are resonating to this summer. The third one is something we've talked about before on the show, river cruises on the Mississippi in the United States. I mean, I haven't done that. I'm very, very high on my list of things to do. And when that new Viking Mississippi cruise ship came up here last fall, it got a lot of publicity. And it's a neat choice. And you can go all the way up and down the Mississippi, or you can do shorter trips on the Mississippi. So I've had a lot of interest in that. A lot of interest in the train trip through the Canadian Rockies. I think that's another one that folks really have on their bucket
list. Is
that
through Amtrak, or is that
somebody? That's through a company called Rocky Mountaineer.
Oh, yes. Tell me more about that, because
so
that's...
it's a tour train that goes from Vancouver to Calgary, and you go through Banff and Lake Louise and all those beautiful areas up there. Really, really neat trip. You can do it from about April 1st through November 1st. And again, if you go early in the season, the wildlife is really out. If you go during the peak summertime, you get those really long days. So a little bit of a trade-off there. Mm-hmm. And summer, of course, is going to be the most popular time. But it's a really, really neat trip that folks are definitely looking to this year as well. It's only a two-day trip, so it's not very long. And you don't spend the night on the train. So you get on, and then you get off and go to a hotel.
Okay.
So you do move a little bit. So it's a little more like a guided tour for this particular one than a cruise.
So that's a two-day, so you would want to add that, as you said, to some of your
other...
Yeah, so
most people will spend a little time in Vancouver beforehand, or they might even go to Victoria, which is that real British-feeling city with the beautiful gardens, the Butchart Gardens. I mean, some of the most beautiful gardens in the world. And then spend some time in the Canadian Rockies afterwards as well.
So as you're putting these trips together, do you ever have people that come in and say, I don't know where to start?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you do? How do you start?
That's actually always a tough one. I think I'll start by just asking people, tell me about yourself. What is it that you enjoy? What do you like to do? What are places maybe you've heard about that you might be interested in? And that just kind of helps spark the conversation. But as I listen to people and get to know them, you start to get a sense as to what might be a good fit for them. And a lot of these vacations that I talk about, you know, these aren't things that are advertised on TV every day. You know, it's not like a trip to Las Vegas where you have ads on TV every day for that. And so people don't even really know what's possible.
That's what I'm saying, is I can see how it would be very overwhelming for people.
Yeah. And so, that you know, there's a lot of information out there, but not a lot of insight out there. And so I try to give them some insight. But really, I try to open up new doors for people and help them think about travel in a little bit different way and introduce some of these new ideas to them. And it's not uncommon for someone to come to me with a very vague idea of where they want to go, or sometimes they have a really specific idea of where they want to go, maybe because their friends or a family member did that trip, and we end up doing something totally different because that's not a good fit for them. And so I think that's a value to people, to help them maximize that vacation investment, you know, and the time and the money they put into it. So it is the right trip.
What are some of the misnomers about a travel agent?
I think the first one is that things cost more through travel agents. And generally, all travel is sold on a retail basis. Mm-hmm. And so the price is going to be the same regardless of the channel you purchase it through. So if you call the cruise line, you're going to pay the same price as you pay by working with a travel agent. But if you work with a travel agent, you get a lot more insight, a lot more attention, and we can help you compare and contrast different things. You know, if you call Cruise Line X, all they're going to do is try to sell you Cruise Line X. Yeah, and so we can help compare and contrast. And we can help put different things together. You know, that cruise you want to take, that trip through the Rocky Mountains, those are two different companies that don't really code share or anything like that. But we can help put together a seamless trip and kind of ease some of those times in travel when you have transitions that can cause stress and things like that. You know, we can make those really, really smooth. So certainly, I think, first of all, the misconception is that things cost more with travel agents. I think the second misconception is that I can do it myself and I can find all this information on the internet. And it's a little bit like a DIY plumbing fix versus having a professional plumber.
You can find a lot of information. You can, like, but I'm not sure that I want to live in that house after you're done.
It looks so easy when you see it on YouTube. And then when you actually sit down and do it, you realize. Exactly. And there is a, you know, nothing looks bad on the internet.
No.
Everything looks perfect, but not everything is perfect. And so having that insight, I think, is really priceless.
And that insight is a lot of times firsthand knowledge. You've done a lot of these trips yourself.
Firsthand knowledge and being part of a, you know, an industry and a network where we talk to each other and understand, you know, if I haven't been someplace, chances are I know somebody who has and can give me some really good insight and help me. And honest insight, what works and what doesn't work. Because nothing's perfect. No trip is 100% perfect. Get 95%.
Well, I'm sure you definitely shoot for 100. I bet you get darn close. What are some of the other things that you want to talk about as far as summer travel?
Well, the other interesting thing that always surprises me is that Hawaii is such a popular summer travel destination. And of course, why would you leave hot and humid to go to hot and humid? Because, but certainly for families, it's a great time to travel to Hawaii. And it is kind of the peak season of Hawaiian travel. So I'm seeing a lot of interest in travel to Hawaii.
Summer is the peak season?
Summer is the peak season.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because of the family. Okay. I mean, Hawaii doesn't really have a quiet season anymore. Okay. It's pretty much busy all year, but summer is kind of the peak of the peak. And it's interesting. There's always been a cruise in Hawaii that takes you to all the different Hawaiian islands. It's been around for 30, 40 years and new ship, but it's been around for that long. Most people don't know about it. And I'm finding more and more people are interested in that cruise option combined with a land stay before or after the cruise versus hopping from island to island by plane. And I think part of the reason for that is exactly what we've talked about, the convenience, you know, not having to pack and unpack, getting to see a lot of stuff, but having all the, you know, all the mucky
amenities
stuff taken care of. And, you know, even if that inter-island flight is 15 minutes, it'll take you 4 hours.
Of course
you gotta
it will.
You got to return your rental car. You got to wait in line for your new rental car. I mean, all that stuff adds up and you waste a lot of time. And so 5 or 6 years ago, if I would kind of suggest the Hawaiian cruise to people, there was much, much less interest. And I'm seeing a lot more interest in it now. And the cruise line that does that has put together a really nice pre-cruise tour on the island of Oahu, so you get to see all the important things there, you know, Pearl Harbor and the Punch Bowl and the Dole Plantation and the Polynesian Culture Center. So they've made it a real seamless experience, and it's another great multi-generational place. Mm-hmm. And so it would be nice if there would be a second cruise ship in Hawaii. I don't think there will be because of all the restrictions and regulations that the U.S. government has that make it difficult to do that. But it's becoming more popular, and that cruise option has really taken off, I think, recently.
Lots to think about.
Yeah, lots to think about.
If somebody is listening and they are thinking, gosh, I want to go this summer, maybe I want to go this fall, maybe I want to go tomorrow, would you be so kind as to give out some contact information?
Yes, you can give me a call at 651-964-8245, or you can visit my website at tedblanktravel.com, and you can sign up for my e-newsletter on the website, or you can actually just request an appointment as well.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
What'd you give me?
A vacation.
Ted, it's so great to see you. Ted Blank is the host of The Travel Show, and this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.